Welcome back to the Discovery Playlist podcast, where we find new music, talk about it, or we talk about existing music that is popular or unpopular. Music is awesome, so it doesn't matter where it comes from, just as long as we can appreciate it and learn from it and find new things. This week was super hard for me because I was finding such good stuff, or I was more listening to the stuff that I've already been talking about a little bit, and so I had to think back to what I was listening to before and the songs that I found before I decided to start talking about them. So this week's podcast is going to be on an artist. I believe she's from England. She has an English accent. Her name is Maisie Peters. I first found her because she came out with an EP, which are actually lyrics from one of her more popular songs called This Is On You. And I really like it. I just like the progression of the song and like the melody of it. It's intriguing, so I just keep listening to it. The EP is called It's Your Bed, Babe, It's Your Funeral, which is actually part of the chorus of that song. And I thought that was super clever when I saw that. I was like, oh, I've actually heard those lyrics before. And turns out it's in one of my favorite songs. I've just been on Apple Music and seeing some of the songs that she's put out. I mean, that EP is phenomenal. There's another one, another song I like from that EP called Personal Best. That one's probably my second favorite. The whole EP is fantastic, so you really can't go wrong with it. I'm just giving you my favorites. My first favorite is This Is On You. She does swear in it. If you have a problem with language or the F word in particular, that song, it's really prominent in it. And it's kind of, I don't know, I kind of like it a little bit because she's talking about, like, I don't even know what exactly she's talking about. I mean, you definitely have to do more research into it. But, yeah, she just, if you listen to the song, you'll hear it, and you'll be like, oh, okay, I mean, that's cool. Anyways, This Is On You, it's a good song, go check it out, Maisie Peters. She's also done some other stuff. I was listening to a bit of her earlier stuff, and, you know, it's all good. She's a pop artist, she's breaking into the music scene. She's put out some music, but I haven't really heard about her until this year, so I'm really excited. She seems like a cool chick. She did some acoustic performances, and, you know, I'm excited to hear more from her and really listen to the album more. Maybe go more analytical on it and trying to figure out what she's talking about. For me personally, I really enjoy a song for the melodies. That's kind of what intrigues me into listening to the song, is just how it sounds. I mean, I guess you do have to be careful with subject matter, but I mean, if a song sounds good, then I'll listen to it. My brother, I was with him yesterday, and when I dropped him off, I was showing him some songs, and he asked me, he's like, well, what makes you like, want to listen to a song. And I was like, well, I just like music for how it sounds. I don't care if it's mainstream. I don't care if it's, like, underground or, you know, not popular. Like, that doesn't define music for me on its popularity. What defines it is if I will support it and consume it. I mean, I think that's what the most important thing is with music is, you know, these artists, they want fans so that they'll buy their music and buy their merch. And, you know, that's how you get money is having people willing to pay for your creativity. So that's what I said to him. He's like, oh, yeah, that's really cool. He's like, well, do you like mainstream music because it's mainstream? I said, no, I like it because it sounds good to me. It's pleasing to my ears. I was like, I like all types of music. I'm not, I like, there are certain genres that I'm more inclined to listen to, but I mean, I'm not closed off to any other genre. I mean, he was playing me a song by, it's an Adele song covered by this guy named Adam Neely, I guess. And he showed it to me and I was like, whoa, why is this, what's happening to this song right now? Like, it sounds like it's from Asia, like Japan. He told me it's some Japanese something or other. And I was like, whoa, this is cool. Like, this guy took an Adele song, put an Asian twist to it, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, wait a second, what happened to the Asian stuff? Now it's more like, I wanted to say loungy, jazzy, like there was no genre I could stick it into. Like, it was just, and then all of a sudden it would switch back into this Asian sounding stuff. So, I mean, music is just incredible that way, where you can literally take a song and you can just change the key of it, you can rearrange the harmonies, and it sounds relatively like a different song. And you're like, well, what the heck? Because if you think about it, a lot of music these days has been remade, remixed, covered, and you're like, it's really cool to see that happening. Like, I'll play a song for my mom and she'll be like, well, wait, this song was done by this artist. I'm like, no, it wasn't. And she's like, yeah, it was. And then she'll take me and show me the original, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that is the same song, but just different. So, I mean, you can literally rearrange a song and, like, have it not be your own, because obviously it's been written by someone else, but, like, you can make it sound like it would be your own. And that's, I love that about music. Just, you can make it your own. And it's just shows how creative these artists are, that they can, you know, add a little hook here or a lick here, and just the way they play the guitar, the way that there's this guitar solo, or the way that the beat drops, and you're like, whoa, this is cool. And I mean, it's just amazing. I didn't mean to go off from Maisie, but I haven't really had a chance to go too deep into her history of music and, like, where she started from. And I remember seeing her on the internet and when her EP came out on Apple Music. I listened to a bit of it and I really liked it. So I did a little bit of research, and by research I mean going on YouTube and, like, typing in Maisie Peters and then finding, like, acoustic performances that she's done or interviews, and so, I mean, that's fun. I love doing that. I love trying to figure out what to listen to, pretty much. She's quite the storyteller. I really enjoy listening to her. She's cool. She's super young. I think she's like In her 20s, for sure. I know that. Like, early 20s, maybe? Like, 22, 23? Yeah, go check out This Is On You from her EP called It's Your Bed, Babe, It's Your Funeral. And also check out Personal Best, because that one's also really good. And if you want to, go check out this Adam Neely. I was looking on him, not looking on him, but I was looking at some stuff he has on Apple Music, and I mean, I listened to that Adele song. It was really good. And he's done more. He did that song Clarity, and he did the Ariana Grande song Thank You Next. He just rearranges songs, so I think that's really interesting. I mean, I guess this is all I have to say on those two artists. Seriously, go check them out. And, you know, leave me a voice message on this podcast and tell me what you think. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, at discplay15. Or you can email me at discoveryplaylist@gmail.com and kind of, you can even give me some artists to check into, because it's kind of hard finding your own stuff, and it's always fun trying to talk to people and figure out what they like and finding that new appreciation for music. And it's also a way to connect with people is through music. Like, I don't know how many times there's been where, like, you'll meet someone, and then one of my questions I like to ask new people that I meet is, like, what kind of music do you listen to? And, you know, they'll be like, oh, I like listening to the radio, or they'll, like, have something obscure, and I'll be like, whoa, what's that? And then all of a sudden they start talking to me about it. And I'm like, oh, I'll have to go check it out. And then I'll go check it out. And then, you know, you have to come back to them and kind of be like, oh, I listened to this artist. Like, thanks for showing them to me. Like, that's amazing. And then you build this connection through music. So music just brings the world together, I think. Think about it. There's so many different artists coming from all over the world. And they come and they tour different countries and they gain fans on a global basis. And it's just amazing. Like, why can't music be the cure for all the hate in the world? Music brings people together. And we gotta remember that. So, in closing, go check out Maisie Peters. This Is On You, probably my favorite track from her right now. Go check out her EP, check out all the other stuff that she's put out, also go check out Adam Neely, and check out his Adele cover, you know, and let me know how it is, and we will talk to you guys on next Sunday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.